Welcome back. African Rainbow Minerals has reported a 9% jump in annual headline earnings. The performance was supported in part by a run in iron ore prices during the period. The company has also taken the decision to put its joint venture in Nkomati Nickel Mine on care and maintenance, and that'll be from September 2020 in preparation for its closure. Joining me now to unpack the numbers in more detail and to discuss the future of the group's portfolio is CEO Mike Schmidt. Mike, thanks so much for your time today. So like I said, the iron ore, the standout for you during the period, that due to higher US dollar prices for the commodity, but with the global slowdown already rearing its head, how concerned are you that iron ore will fall out of favor?
Bronwyn, we've always anticipated that the price and the price run was way over the mark. So in terms of what we factor, budget or provide for, if you want to do it as a budgeting process, we certainly haven't budgeted anything close to that. So yes, so you do capitalize and you do realize that revenue or the profit or the earnings, and thank you, we'll take it at the time. But if you're not there in the game, you're not delivering the volumes at the right cost, you can't capitalize and where we are. But now we're very pragmatic and realistic. So we have, as a diversified player, we have another commodity. So where platinum was down, if you see the platinum position and sentiment is pretty, and we have quite two substantial platinum operations. The manganese, we're building up capacity running up to 4 million tons. So well, we're really mindful of it. So it's not a major concern.
Not a major concern, but I guess diversification, the name of the game. But you did, or there was an article today that highlighted that moves to tackle pollution in China are expected to increase demand for iron ore. How so? Could you explain that for us a little bit?
So it's all about quality. And so what we do, what we have in the Northern Cape, we have iron ore quality of 65% Fe. And you compare that to the industry, it's probably some of the best iron ore in the world. China, typical type of iron ore that they've got could be as low as 35%. Now you can imagine how much impurity and what that does in the smelting and what that does for environmental. So we have good quality, high grade, lumpy product for furnaces. It wants lumpy. Our lumpy at this time is more than 60%. And the degradability of it is very good, doesn't break down. So it transports well, high in demand. Through our 50-year cycle, never had a ship turn around.
Okay, so that great demand scenario there for you. But it does indicate a shift in the landscape. There is this move towards a greener environment. We highlighted it that diversification really is the name of the game because thermal coal, for example, likely to fall out of favor. So how much of a rejigging of your positioning are you doing in this context?
We certainly look at what we'd call sexy metals, smart metals. So the nickel is an important component. The manganese is an important component, and certainly copper. So as we expand our platinum business, the byproducts out of there, substantial copper and nickel byproducts. And all of that bodes well. And obviously we are ramping up our manganese business quite substantially.
Does that impact where you're putting capital at the moment as well?
Absolutely. So, I mean, we do prioritize capital. We've put a substantial amount of capital over the last 3 years. In fact, more than $10 billion has gone into modernizing and upgrading our manganese business. There's a lot of focus on recapitalizing and repositioning ourselves in the platinum space. So we do move our operations based on the outlook of metals.
So if we have to bring it down to numbers, you mentioned a couple of projects there. Give us a sense of how much you're putting, if we put a number to it, to each of those projects.
It's probably hard to qualify that. Let me start by manganese to say the upgrade or the modernization over the last 3 years has been $10 billion in that project alone. So whilst we've spent a similar amount or very similar amount within the iron ore division, that's more for opening up pits and equipment, and we call that sustaining capital, which is an important part and component of our business, plus acquiring satellite or bolt-on opportunities. So the proportionality is there, but it is slightly different, one being sustaining capital and the other being growth or expansion or modernization. The other side of the platinum visit, those are projects under consideration, but there is still a significant amount of capital. A couple of billion rand has gone into those projects and will continue to fund them to make them more attractive, push them down the cost curve, and expand that.
Okay, so while you're looking at opportunities, you also making calls on assets that need to be retired, let's say that. Nkomati, you're going to shut that mine down. From a job losses perspective, what will the impact be?
So currently, we employ in the region of 800 people at that operation, our employment. So the majority of those will be impacted over the next year and a half. However, we are consciously looking for opportunities where we can first, in the first instance, we retrain, reskill a number of those people. The other thing we do look at within our other operations is whether we can accommodate them elsewhere.
Okay, so hopefully we'll get a figure on that once all those consultations are done. Mike, we've unfortunately run out of time. There's just too much to get to in such a little bit of time, so we'll have to get you back on at a later stage. But thank you so much for your time this evening.
Donna, thank you. It's a big pleasure.
Great. Okay. That was the CEO of African Rainbow Minerals, Mike Schmidt.